Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to Kingdom Business News and Interviews with S&E, where there is inspiration in every interview and hope in every topic. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to my show. I'm your host, S&E, and I pray everyone is having a beautiful day out there today. I pray you guys are pushing forward and you're fulfilling the purpose that God has given you. Amen. So today, the topic of the show is called Obsession for Perfection. So go grab something to eat or to drink and go grab those Bibles and let's dive right into this show. So first, if you have your Bibles, turn with me to 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8, and it says, "For while bodily training is of some value, godliness is of value in every way, as it holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come." Amen. So, you know, you see different women, this could be for girls or guys, you see different women or men and you see them on the covers of magazines, you see their physique, you see their face, and they just look so, so perfect. And we here who are not famous and we look at those magazines and we say to ourselves, this person looks so perfect. They have flawless skin. Their bodies are so tight. Their bodies are so right, you know? And we sit up there ourselves and we look down. We look down at our faces. We look down at our bodies. And we be saying to ourselves, we're not good enough. We're not beautiful enough. Like, who is going to talk to us? And I know a lot of young girls who go through this. I went through this when I was younger. I was obsessing over my looks because for me, I didn't make the grain because there are a lot of people who told me that I didn't. You know, see, so when a lot of girls or guys, when they see this and when they get made fun of because they're not good enough in their looks, they feel very inadequate and they feel that they have to change themselves to fit the mold. But what if I told you that God doesn't want you to fit the mold? God made you beautiful in his own image. God made everyone different. He made everyone to have different gifts and different things. And so if we sit up here obsessing for perfection in this life, how are we going to find the perfection in the spiritual life? You know, that's the most important thing we need to care about right now. What's going to happen in the spiritual life, not this life down here, because this life only lasts for a vapor. You know, life is too short. So when I see girls who are getting plastic surgery and they're trying to perfect themselves, you know, it really is sad because they were perfect the way they are. Some girls' pictures, I sit up there and I look at them, the before and after, and I said, There was nothing wrong with them. You know, like Celebrity, Hottie Montage. If anyone knows about that show, the Hills from back in the day on MTV, you know, I thought she was beautiful before she got all the plastic surgery. She was herself. And then she started doing all these things to herself, you know, got a bigger boobs and, you know, did stuff with her hair and had surgery all over her face and things like that. But I thought she was beautiful just the way that she is. I didn't think she needed to change a thing, you know, just to be on TV or to even feel better about herself. And some girls who are chasing after this perfection have had botched surgery jobs. It just made their situation worse. I mean, some girls went to a woman for a butt lift and she used tire pressure in their butt. And I'm just like, wow. And it's really sad. And they had complications and injuries that they have to live with for the rest of their life. So please stop trying to chase after this worldly perfection and start chasing after God's perfection. You know, God made you who you are. He made you beautiful just the way you are. You shouldn't have to change a thing just to please man. You shouldn't have to change a thing to please your boyfriend, anybody in your family, your friends. You know, you be who you are. You be who God wants you to be. You don't go out here in this world and chase a thing. And when I see these young girls who are down on themselves and when people try to tell them that, you know, you would look better if you lost weight right here, or you would look better if you fix your face right here, or you would look better without your acne, you would look better without your freckles because right now you really don't look good at all. That shatters someone's self-esteem. And let's not mention the pooch area, you know, the pooch, you know, your stomach. I mean, for some girls, that's their worst area. And when people make a comment on it and they say things about it, it can be really hurtful. And it can really ruin someone's self-esteem because some people put their self-worth in their looks, but you are more than just your looks. You are more than just your looks. And like I said earlier, that God created you in his own image and he already thought that you were beautiful. The way he crafted you, the way he molded you, the way he took time to take time and to really make you who you are supposed to be. And a lot of times we get so obsessed over our bodies. Some girls be working out 5 days a week or doing it twice a week and doing all these things every single day just to achieve perfection. Just so they could be looked and awed at by people, just so they can, you know, get that guy, or for some men, get that girl. And in all reality, someone should just love you for just who you are on the inside. They should love the soul of you and not the make of you, because the body gets old. Let me tell you something. You get old one day. You will suffer the signs of aging, believe you me. And, you know, your body is not going to look the same. You know, some people, they really do look good up in age because they preserve their bodies, but it was because they wanted to. It wasn't because that they were forced into it or obsessing with it or because someone told them that they should do it. And that's the thing, you know, be you, be who you are in the Lord. Don't try to impress anyone out here in these streets, because trust me, those same people you are trying to impress, they're still going to make fun of you. They're still going to say things about you. They're still going to persecute you, and they're still going to talk bad about you behind your back. That's how some people are. But we need to be more obsessive over the things of the Lord, over the spiritual realm, obsessing over pleasing him, showing him who we really are, showing him that we could do it, showing him our love for him, showing him our worship, showing him everything, showing him our prayers, the way we study. We shouldn't be obsessing over the love of God, not for the love of perfection or to get the love of other people. Because when you have someone's love, you will always have it. But if you're trying to get somebody's love out here and they don't love you for who you are, then you're wasting your time. You're wasting your time. You're wasting your energy. So I encourage you guys out there, stop obsessing over this world, obsessing over a world that does not care about you, obsessing over people who, even if you did do that, it still wouldn't matter. It still will not matter. I don't care how much you do to impress someone. I don't care what you do to your hair, your makeup, your everything. It doesn't matter. If they're not going to love you for who you are on the inside, then you're wasting your time. Because a person who really loves you will love you for the person that you look like before, not the after. So I'm not saying there's anything wrong with change, because you know with change comes growth. But you have to make that decision. Don't let other people make that decision for you. That's your choice. And like I said, that when God made you, you know, he made you different from anybody else. You're not supposed to be part of the pack. You're not supposed to be like everybody else. And a lot of people think that you should be just like them. A lot of people think that you should think like them. A lot of people think you should talk like them. A lot of people think that you should be walking the way they're walking. But no, you need to be who you are. You need to be who you are and find out who you are in the Lord. Sometimes it may come the easy way for some people, and sometimes it comes the hard way. But what I'm saying is that you have to stop chasing this word perfection in this realm. Because like I said, no one is going to love you like Christ. No one's going to mold you like Christ. No one is going to listen to you like Christ. Christ is not going to talk about you. He's not going to do anything bad towards you. He is going to listen, and he's going to love you for you. So listen to the one who loves you for you, not these other people out here who just want to make fun of you, who just want to say all these negative things about you. And I encourage any woman out there who's thinking about plastic surgery, if you're trying to do this for someone else, then you're doing it the wrong way, because you're beautiful the way that you are. And a lot of times some girls, they get their faces lift. But like I said, they get breasts because someone told them. I remember one time when I was at work, there was this lovely girl. She was going out with a basketball player, and he was a good looking man. I will say that. And you know, she used to talk to me a lot. And then she told me one day that he wanted her to get a boob job so her boobs would get bigger. And I told her that, you know, you don't have to get a boob job for him. If that did not come to your mind and he's saying, oh, you need a boob job just because he wants you to have bigger boobs for him, then you have no business doing it. You have no business doing that just to appease somebody else. Let me tell you something, that you need to be you. God loves you for who you are. He loves the person that he made. So please stop listening to other people out here. Stop listening to what they have to say about you. Stop thinking that you need to change all about yourself just to please others. A lot of times we only want to change to please other people. We don't do it for ourselves. And you know what I've learned that we can't sit up here and try to please other people. We can't sit up here and please man. And for a long time, you try to be something that you're not. And we need to stop trying to be what we are not. We need to stop trying to deny who we are and deny what's going on the inside of us. Because when we deny who we are, we're lying to ourselves. You're not only lying to God, but you're lying to yourself. So stop lying to yourself right now. Stop trying to seek man's approval and start seeking God's approval, because that's the person that you have to answer to. You don't have to answer to your mama. You don't have to answer to your daddy, your family, your friends, or these people who are up there gossiping and saying things about you on what you need to be done. No. At the end of the day, you have to answer to God. You have to answer to him and what you've done with your life. So I'm just trying to tell you right now, being obsessed over your perfection is not the way to go. Trying to be someone you're not for a man or a woman is not the way to go. You have to be who you are, and they have to love you for you. And that's the only way. And it really makes me sad when I hear girls who get plastic surgery because someone said something about their nose, or someone said something about their chest or anything else on their body, or they're too big and they get all this liposuction and stuff, just trying to please somebody. And it's really sad, because little girls out there, they can be very, very insecure because they see another girl that has something that they don't. But you are not meant to have what they have. You were meant to be different yourself. You were meant to break the mold. You were meant to do great things. Not everyone has the same gifts. God didn't give everyone the same gift. You are your own unique person. And if you hone into that and know that you have your own gifts, you know, and God can perfect your gifts. You know, you probably have more gifts than what you think of. But if you keep obsessing over this, how can God give it to you? How can God give you all of your gifts if you keep on obsessing on the things of this life and not thinking about him? How can he give everything that he wants to you and you keep on trying to listen to other people? So please know that you have beautiful gifts yourself. You have a beautiful mind. You have a beautiful heart. You could go out there and go and fulfill your purpose. And God has more in store for you than what you think. Don't ever think that you don't have anything to give. Because, you know, a lot of times people do set us back because we listen to them. We listen to them and they're going on with their lives. You know, the enemy will come and try to bring someone that will stunt your own growth. You want people who will elevate you. You want people who will be there for you and stand in the gap for you, who will pray for you. You don't want negative people to be all up in your face saying, oh, you can't do this. Oh, you can't do that. Or they try to say you're too ugly for this and you can't do these things. You cannot listen to people. You have to listen to God. You have to listen to God. Because he is the only one. He is the only one that's going to see you through that. He's the only one who's going to build your self-esteem. He's the only one that's going to get you through every trial. He's the only one that wants you to love your soul more than you love your flesh. We have to perfect our souls, not our flesh. Remember that. Let's perfect more of our soul, man, instead of trying to perfect this flesh that's going to pass away one of these days. So please, while you're still here on this earth and while God still is giving you breath in your body, go out there and fulfill your purpose. Go out there and know who you are in Christ. Go out there and know that God made you in his own beauty. He made plans for you. He is there for you. He is not going to stumble or waver. You just have to keep trusting and you have to keep on believing that the Lord is going to see you through this. He is going to see you through the trials, the tribulations, the storms, anything in your life. And if you fall down, he is going to pick you right back up again. He is going to pick you up again because God is a God who makes promises and he never wavers from the promises. He will never waver from his promise for you. He will never waver his promise for you. So please stop obsessing over your body. Stop saying this. You look in the mirror and you stand up there and you say, I am a beautiful. See, if you're a man of God or a woman of God, just say this. I am a beautiful person. I know who I am in Christ. I'm going to go out there. I'm going to fulfill my purpose. I'm not going to listen to any of this negativity. I'm not going to listen to any of this backlash. I am going to go out there and I'm going to go for the Lord and I am going to stand tall. I'm going to stand strong. I'm not going to listen. I am going to go. I am going to go and stand in the gap for others. I am going to go where the Holy Spirit leads me to go. I'm not going to listen to all this negativity because they don't know who I am, but God knows who I am. And that's all that matters. So please, for the young women out there, don't obsess over your body anymore. You're beautiful. You're perfect. You're made in the image of God. And if you do want to go out there, exercise, lose weight, or do anything with any part of your body, do it for you. But don't do it for other people just because they can't see you the way God sees you. Don't do it for people. Do it for yourself. Do it for yourself. If you want to change something about your hair, change it, but don't do it because somebody else told you to. If you want to exercise 5 days a week just to keep your body right and be healthy, you do that. But don't start off saying, I'm doing this because I want to catch a man. Don't say this. I want to perfect on my body, get plastic surgery because I want to catch somebody. No, no, no. Like I said, God made everyone his own image. And for me, plastic surgery, I don't believe plastic surgery is the way to go because God made everyone. He gave you that nose for a reason. He gave you your chest for a reason. He gave you your butt for a reason. He gave you your legs for a reason. He gave you all these things for a reason. So when we do things like that, we're basically telling God that we do not like the way that he made us. Okay? So we could do some things about ourselves. We could tweak some things. We can exercise. We can do all those things, but we have to do them for ourselves. for ourselves, nobody else. Nobody else, not because someone said something about us, but because we want to do it for ourselves. And you know, God loves you. He is there for you. He wants you to be you, but you can't be you by listening to other people. You have to be you, who you are and who you are in the Lord and know what your purpose is and know what you're supposed to be doing. So I want to thank everyone for tuning into the show. I just pray that each and every single person got something from this podcast. And remember, you're perfect in God's eyes. Do not listen to man. You are perfect in his eyes. You have a purpose and he has a plan for your life. So right now, I would like to play one of my favorite artists at the end of this. Her name is Iris Martin, and her new song is called I Declare. You can find that song and all her songs on all the major digital platforms out there. Please go and support all of our Christian artists out there. They are really doing beautiful and magnificent things in the kingdom. So I want to thank you guys for tuning in. I see we got one person in the audience. Thank you for joining. Thank you for joining, and God bless you. Thank you for tuning into this podcast. I just pray that it brought revelation into your life. I pray that God will lead you all the way, and I pray that you will fulfill your purpose in him always and know that God loves you. He wants to be there for you. He wants you to keep on going with whatever journey that you're on right now. Just know that you are perfect in his eyes, and it doesn't matter what other people say about you. So I want to thank you guys again for tuning in. Hopefully I will be starting up my interview soon. Hopefully we will get into that. And I just pray for each and every single one of you this day. Just keep on going, never stop, and know that you always have purpose in Christ. So until next time, I love you and God bless you all.
Oh Lord, I declare. You want to be remembered as a great friend or dad. You don't want to be remembered as the guy who died too young. So always buckle your seatbelt. You don't want to be remembered as the guy who didn't. A message from the Virginia DMV. Click it or ticket. You want to be remembered as a great friend or dad. You don't want to be remembered as the guy who died too young. So always buckle your seatbelt. You don't want to be remembered as the guy who didn't. A message from the Virginia DMV. Click it or ticket.